This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Let's talk tech with Mike Agarbo of The App Show. Mike is the host of that show, which you can hear Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern time on AMI Audio. And today, Mike joins us from beautiful Tofino, B.C. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning. Beautiful, wet Tofino, B.C.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, Mike, I need you to do a little bit of a described video for us. Tell us a bit about that beautiful, luscious green background you've got going on there.
Yeah, Tofino's really well known for being kind of the rough West Coast. We're at a cool campground called Crystal Cove, right on the beach. The beaches here are fantastic. They're long and wide and very sandy. And right now I'm kind of in the forest right now. It's been drizzling overnight, so a little cooler and a little wetter, but that's to be expected here in Tofino.
Mike, the jealousy is dripping from my skin, but we will move on and get into Microsoft Windows 11 because the upcoming Windows 11 operating system, oh boy, it was leaked online. So, Mike, what information got out to the public's view?
Well, kind of everything. The entire copy was actually uploaded to a Chinese website. So, you know, thousands of people have already downloaded it to see what it's all about. It's the latest operating system from Windows. They said, I think when they launched Windows 10 back in 2016, that would be the last operating system. They would just keep updating it. But it looks like the marketing folks at Microsoft got their tiny fingers in there and wanted to come out with a new version, essentially.
Sometimes you get a little bit antsy. So people have had a chance to give this a bit of a run based on what was leaked out. How different is it from Windows 10?
Not a lot. You know, it's kind of looking a little more Mac-like. It's got the rounded corners to it. The start menu, which is typically on the left-hand bottom corner of the screen, now has moved to the middle. So again, kind of a nod to how Mac has their dock at the bottom. That being said, apparently, if you don't like it in the middle, you can bring it back over to the left, which again makes it kind of really look like Windows 10 again.
Now, there has been some speculation about Microsoft setting up a new app store in conjunction with this. What do you know about that speculation, Mike? Any have you been flipping some rocks over in Tofino to find some information on this?
Not enough rocks, apparently. In this leaked version, the new App Store wasn't included in there. We're going to get more details of this, though. However, tomorrow on June 24th, they're going to have a big press conference about, I guess, all the goodies and features inside Windows 11. There are some rumblings basically from outside companies and browsers like Chrome and Firefox that want to kind of circumnavigate the App Store so they don't have to pay a cut to Microsoft for any in-app purchases. So we'll have to see how that all pans out.
Any word in regard to a release date for Windows 11?
I haven't got a release date yet. We'll probably find out tomorrow when that will all come out. But I'm expecting probably in the next month or so.
Excellent. Okay, well, let's shift gears here down to New York State, where the New York State Senate passed the Digital Fair Repair Act that requires original equipment manufacturers make all the information and resources necessary for repairing devices for sale to third-party repair shops and consumers. So this is very similar to right-to-repair legislation that took effect in the European Union. What are the overall objectives of this New York legislation?
Well, right now, if you have to go repair any of your electronic devices, especially phones like iPhones, it's difficult. You know, there are a lot of these little shops and malls and what have you, but Apple and, you know, other manufacturers are very reluctant to give out any trade secrets when it comes to their devices. So, you know, the people that are repairing them don't have typically all the information. So what's happening here is that the legislatures want the electronics companies to completely open it up.
As you mentioned, a lot of these big tech giants are concerned about proprietary information being shared, which I suppose is reasonable, right? They don't want to give away all the secret sauce here. But how reasonable is that in the overall greater context of trying to give consumers more protection and maybe even offering some protection for the environment here as well?
It's interesting. You know, the manufacturers are arguing that they want to make sure that these repair shops aren't monkeying up the devices when they're brought in. You know, the legislatures do say they have made a provision for having the electronics manufacturers have to give up trade secrets. I mean, that's kind of a gray area. What is a trade secret and what is not? But essentially, it looks like this is going to roll out in a number of states. Already, there's a couple states that have this on the books in their legislatures. It's coming up in Nevada. So I think the more of these jurisdictions that start rolling over on this, I think we'll start seeing it open up and hopefully get some cheaper repairs for our devices, because it gets expensive if you have to replace a screen or speaker or microphone inside a phone.
Well, from hardware to software, let's jump over to Facebook, where they're developing a new method to reverse engineer deepfakes and track the source of the videos. Now, Mike, deepfakes is a concept that isn't exactly brand new, but it's not one that's necessarily well known either. So we've got to start by making you the dictionary here. Give us the definition of what a deepfake is.
Yeah, this is fake photos and videos that are generated by AI-driven software that look incredibly real. You can Google this. You know, the computers and the software are creating photos of human beings that look incredibly lifelike. You would not be able to tell the difference. And in fact, Facebook actually had a competition where it found that only 65% of the computers and people could actually detect which ones were fake and which were not. So right now, you know, there are a lot of these out on the internet. It's becoming a problem. It's not big yet, but it will be in coming years.
Yeah, especially for guys like you and me, whose voices and faces are all over tons of videos on the internet. People are going to be deep faking us all over the place, Mike. It's going to be a big time trouble for guys like you and me. All right, well, let's jump into what Facebook is doing to deal with this. They're collaborating with the University of Michigan. Go Wolverines. How are they working on this project? What are they engineering exactly to deal with these deep fakes?
They're creating some artificial intelligence software that can actually look at the deepfakes, be it a photo or a video, and figure out the traits or the little fingerprints on those photos and try to trace it back to the specific software that actually made them in the first place. Apparently, it's pretty easy to hide your tracks. So what they're basically trying to do is look for these traits called hyperparameters so that they can trace it back to the original author. In case there is a problem. As you know, with Facebook, you know, they've got over a billion active users, billions of photos and videos being uploaded, you know, on a weekly basis. So this isn't something that humans can actually filter through. They have to use software algorithms to detect, you know, bad actors that are creating these. So the more that they can have the software and, you know, partnering with universities to weed these people out, the easier it will be for Facebook to make sure that this doesn't become a large problem.
Mike, one last question, and I'm actually backtracking a little bit here. Do we have a sense of who is making these deepfakes? Like, as we think about it colloquially, is this a dark web thing? Is this Russian bots? Who's making these deepfakes?
I think it's a number of different organizations and peoples. Typically, they're used for things like you know, non-consensual pornography and also misinformation. You know, I've seen deep fakes of, for example, Obama giving a speech, a video speech of one that he actually didn't give. You know, they basically were able to take his video and, you know, sync up his lips and have an entire different audio track going there. So I think this could be used for political purposes to create unrest and instability in, you know, different countries.
Mm-hmm. Hey, well, Mike, we always appreciate your perspective on this. Thank you for taking some time out of the beautiful day in Tofino. Enjoy the beaches, enjoy the nature, enjoy the birds, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.